you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Here we go, motherfuckers. We're back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Puerto Rican Rattlesnake back in town in full effect. Holy shit. I hear this fucking sound. Joey's going to have to fix that. It's never ending.
It's immediate.
We're going to have to fucking get a new assistant producer on this show. I'm going to have to get rid of Joey already because fucking I can't ever have things go right. What?
I stand up for him that wasn't his fault.
Whose fault was that?
Whoever used the tablet yesterday didn't plug it in, so we've had it on charge, but it was still very low, so he was trying to charge it to the last minute.
It's not the charging, it's the fucking...
It's not the charging.
You just copped to a crime you didn't need to commit.
Dude,
to
I love when someone sticks up for someone.
You just threw Alex and Frank onto the bus for no reason.
No, but that's why it was charging.
But it's not the charging thing, that's not the
Alex
issue.
Frank,
it's the fucking audio thing.
But I believe it's when they're both charged, they're both plugged in at the same time that it makes the sound.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think you just need to plug it in. I think it wasn't all the way plugged in. You just need to push it in just a half an inch, a millimeter more, and it would have been fine.
All right, now let's start the show.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being a part, for watching this.
Oh, I hated that.
Here we go.
Blame Shannon.
I'm going to blame Shannon on that.
I know.
I'm back.
Is there a Feedy solved it button on there?
Feedy solved.
You guys look like a...
No thanks. Necessary.
You guys
he
look
knows.
Like a cop duo from the 60s when cops are still allowed to be fat.
They're still
good,
allowed to be
good
fat.
Good cop, fat cop.
Yeah. No, they're allowed to get fat. Yeah. They're not allowed to be fat. Like, you're a young, fat cop recruit.
I'm losing motherfucking weight. I lost 25 pounds, bitch.
You look good, doggy.
Thanks.
You do actually look good, I will
say
that.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well.
But you're still, you know.
I'm
you're
coming
still,
for your bitches.
You're still a little chubbo.
I know.
You're a little chubby. You're a little chubby bubby.
I know.
That's
I've always
what you
been
are.
Chubby.
Yeah.
I'm just flab.
What if you got fucking jacked? What
I feel like I could. Like that fucking Ethan Suppley dude.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like I really
dude,
could.
Let me get you jacked.
No.
Let me get you jacked.
There's a place down the street.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah, dude.
Area supple.
Oh, that underneath the belly button area.
I know.
Yeah, but
how do you get rid of that?
He still looks fat.
Clearly.
He still looks, he still looks better than when he was fat.
Of course.
It looks like they threw the acid that they did at Two-Face and just missed and it hit him in the belly.
Hey, man, shut the fuck up. That's how I'm going to look at Ellis Mania. No, but I'm not that, I was never that fat, so I never get that, like, flabby. But, yeah, there's nothing you can do. You get surgeries for it.
What do they do? What are the surgeries?
The skin removal. Yeah.
They get rid of the skin?
Yeah, they, like, pull the skin back and then they clip it and then they fucking...
Oh, so gross.
Disgusting.
So gross.
You have to get your stomach circumcised.
Oh, my God.
But, dude,
ew.
He's fucking jacked now.
A Jewish guy bites it off.
He's crazy.
Well, because Big Jay said that. Jay was like, oh, I don't want to ever, like, lose weight like that because I don't have, like, that loose skin. I was like, Jay, do you know how much better Ethan Suppley looks than you?
Do you remember him in Butterfly Effect?
Yeah, dude, he was huge.
He was ridiculous. He was, like, 500 pounds.
He was, like, 450 pounds, yeah, at least. He was a massive beast.
He was in Boy Meets World. He played the world.
I am.
What is this?
In a world of shit.
That joke was so bad it's gonna make me kill everyone and myself.
Of course, you're joking. You played Frankie the Enforcer.
I mean, for sure, don't show Vader. It, though.
Yeah, Vader's son. Oh, my God.
I said
butterfly effect.
I said butterfly effect.
What the hell?
Get rid of it.
It looks like he's going to sleep in it.
What is he doing? What are they doing?
This is the skin removal surgery.
This is the skin removal surgery.
Yeah, ew! Oh, my God.
Why would they ever do this to anybody?
So that they look good, baby.
Oh, dude.
Ew! This is so gross, dude.
How do they contain all the blood? I don't get how I'm not just spilling blood everywhere.
Yeah, right.
Logically, because
I'm going to puke. I'm going to puke.
Stop right there. If we keep showing this.
Stop right there. It's fine.
I can't.
Get a puke bucket.
What?
Pause it for a minute.
Stop. Why would you do this to us?
Oh, my keys.
It's so early in the show. You haven't even introduced us yet.
It is wild. That is fucking absolutely
disgusting.
That is.
I'll never look again.
The craziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my God! Look at that woman in the back just playing Tetris.
Oh my God. All right. So here's the thing. There is a process of getting like just that surgery, right? Like technically, you or I could perform that surgery. There's a step by step process. There's fucking step A to step Z. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, dude, how does it not gush blood everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing I'm like, how? What type of wizardry is this? Yeah. Why is there not blood squirting everywhere?
If I slice my finger, it should be like crazy.
Doggy, if I slice my finger, blood pours down
until
my hand.
Until you stop it.
Dude, that,
imagine if it was butterflied open.
I mean,
and people were in there.
Disgusting.
They was fisting his...
Yeah,
innards, and there was not blood everywhere.
He was carving him.
He was rooting around.
That was really, really
what
crazy.
What do you do with that skin, and what do you do with that?
Fry it.
Beef jerky.
I love when something, like, emotionally affects Lewis like that, because it happens so rarely, but
yeah.
Lewis just put his head in his hand and was like, that's just so crazy.
Where's all the blood?
I can tell you, Lewis, from a lifetime of watching a lot of reality television.
Okay, hold on. Yes. Shannon, hold on. Time out.
Where'd all your titty blood go?
Shannon, put sexy music on while you say it, and say it in a sexy voice. Make it hot. Come on. We don't want just smart shit. I like a smart, hot bitch. Hell yeah. Tell us, Shannon. Where's all that blood going?
So as they're cutting open, they use heat. They use like a cauterizing machine to close up the open blood vessels.
Wow.
That's where the blood
goes. I'm going to faint.
Yeah. He gets really bad.
I have a vasovagal kind of reaction.
What? What is it called?
It's like when you pass out when things are like gory or when you
what is it
when
called?
They get vasovagal.
Vasovagal?
It's definitely, there's no L.
Isn't that the bad guy from
Ghostbusters? Is there an L?
Isn't that the bad guy from Ghostbusters 2?
The vasovagal.
Vigo Vagal.
What,
now, he had seizures from it, dude. If he keeps watching this, he'll have more seizures. We could give him a seizure on the show.
I've had a seizure, apparently.
What type of things have given you a seizure?
I don't know.
I'm never up for it.
Well, when during the pandemic, I went to CityMD to get the antibodies test,
Yeah.
And
you have one.
I have dad's bodies, and I go in and I tell the doctor, I go, hey, I'm like a pussy when it comes to needles. And he goes, language. And that fucking sent me off. And then he kept trying to find the fucking vein. And even doing this makes me like faint, kind of. And I'm doing this for like 10 minutes.
Exercising.
Yeah. And then I just woke up on the ground. And he was like, sir, you just had a seizure. Blah, 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 blah.
Was that technical talk?
Yeah. Blah, that's blah, 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 blah. CityMD talk.
Get out of here.
That's as far as I got to in the book. You had a seizure. That's all I've learned.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. That'll be $400.
Yeah. Yeah. I also had a seizure at Katie Boyle's house once because we were watching a horror movie and it was very gory. And I just passed the fuck out.
Wow. Nice. Are you sure it's not I can't believe it's a
she's
seizure.
She's lucky she didn't have a seizure while you were there.
I know.
Oh, you have vasovaginal syndrome.
Yeah. It's vasovagal.
Your body.
Vasovagal syncope.
Syncope.
It occurs when you faint because your body overreacts to certain triggers, such as the sight of blood or extreme emotional distress. You have this
too upset.
You're medically like, a pussy.
I'm like a little piggy.
He's medically.
I'm like the goats that just pass out when they're scared.
Yeah.
You're medically a little bitch.
Yeah, I'll still
fight
you.
Like, you've been clinically diagnosed as a little bitch. You won't fight me. I'll destroy you.
I'll fight everybody.
You'll faint.
I'll fight everybody.
If I had to fight you, I had to fight you, I would just start cutting my head open.
Yeah. Here, that's me. I'm just a fainting goat.
What other things have made you faint? So the needle, just the idea that. Of the needle made you faint?
Just blood. Just getting, getting blood
but your
taken.
Own blood.
Yeah.
I want to know what movie made you faint.
You're going to laugh, but it was that movie Creep. Creep 2.
Okay.
And when he's stabbing himself and like the sounds, I was like, ugh. But I was also like so drunk. So I was really feeling it.
Nice.
I look at it as I have empathy. You know what I mean? And
you're
an imagination. I have empathy and an imagination, so I could picture these things really well, and they make me faint.
Wow.
Like a goat.
Like a goat.
Like a dumb goat.
Like a big dumb goat.
What is going on with your mustache? This is a lot. What is this?
What do you mean?
What is this?
What do you mean?
What is it? It's the thing you're looking at it. You're doing it now? That's your thing?
I mean, you see it on my face, don't you?
It seems
it's here,
like
isn't it?
You're uncomfortable with it on your face.
I can't see it, so I have no idea it's there.
I don't even remember what your upper look looked like.
It looks like
it's not bad.
It's not a terrible.
Can't say it's bad.
It's not a terrible mustache.
Pretty good
it's
mustache.
Thick. I like the thickness of it.
Pretty good.
I like how it goes up when he smiles.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of
fun. It's kind of fun. You want to hate it, but you kind of like
anything.
It.
You can't say anything about it.
I kind of like it. God damn it.
Where's that fun music from the last time I was here?
Shut up, nigga.
Nope, not that one.
So, yeah, look. Let's introduce our guests. Let's do our plugs. Let's get the show started.
Jesus Christ.
Whatever, dude. I host my own show the way I host my own show. Oh, boy.
Pull it in.
God damn it, Uncle Joey. I'm calling you Uncle Joey from now on.
Oh, such a perfect timing. I host the show the way I host the show.
Out. All right, let's go. Everyone hates your mustache in the chat, by the way.
Hey, they only hate it because they love it.
They hate
it. Reminds them of the stepdad that beat them.
Yes, exactly.
Let's get these plugs out of the way. Mike Feeney's here. Very happy to have him. Irish Goodbye Podcast. Here's the scenario. Rage Against the Routine on YouTube. His comedy special. Very funny. The hilarious Mike Feeney. Obviously went to Jamaica for the first time. I want to talk to you about that. See how you love that.
Yeah, yeah.
But what else you have to plug, brother?
Thanks for being here. Thanks for having me. Thanks for being here myself. thanks for you guys for all being here for me. And I have Mike Feeney across social media and Mike Feeney Comedy for dates. And then you heard the rest. Yeah, go watch my special on my YouTube channel. Listen to the pods. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, also twitch.tv/nyfreshmaker if you watch if you like watching video games.
Hell yeah, they do. They love it. I got a lot of Twitch followers.
The other night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Well, we got to play together more.
Let's do it. You need to play as a teammate. Well, just once, and
I'll
we'll
play,
win.
I play
we'll
as
win.
A teammate. I play as a teammate.
You lose.
I'm a leader, though.
You're a lone wolf.
You don't let me lead.
No, no, no.
You don't let me lead.
It is your own. No. Lead? You'll get us all killed.
You don't let me lead.
You're daft, man.
Brennan Sagalow, very happy to have you back on the show. You guys also might hear him on What's the Scenario. And also, you guys can check out his comedy special, Now More Than Ever, available on YouTube. It's Brennan Sagalow. What's up, kid?
What up? Yeah, and also, Instagram, Twitter, at Brennan Sagalow. And also, follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/sags2riches.
All right, Zach, you're up, bitch.
Check out my other shows on the network. Bye Guys with Ian Finance, Catalyst Wrestling, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight this evening. If you enjoyed that surgery footage, tune in, because we're watching Faces of Death.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, fun. That's fun.
Oh, God.
And June 11th and 12th, I'll be at the Trauma Dance Film Festival at the Mahoning Drive-In in Pennsylvania. We're going to be screening my new movie, #Shakespeare's Shitstorm. Coming out, you can camp at the drive-in. It's really wild. We're going to be partying for 2 days straight.
Sick. Lots of stuff coming up. Live dates this month. 19th, I'll be at Stress Factory, the first ever The Depraved, featuring Ari Shaffir, Mike Cannon, Dave Smith, Aaron Berg, and many, many more comedians. It's going to be a fucking crazy night at Stress Factory if you're in New Brunswick. 21st, myself, Zach Amico, and Colin Turrell will be at The Farm at Carter Hill in Marlboro, New Jersey. Grab your tickets now for that. That's going to be a fucking hell of a time. The Killer, the Beast, the Legend, Zach Amico coming along with me. Then we're all going down to Austin. Zach's joining myself and Big J Okerson for the Legion of Skanks Live, which is already sold out. Unfortunately, you can't get tickets for that. But throughout the whole weekend, the 27th through the 30th, we're going to be at the Creaking Cave doing various shows. Big J is doing an album recording. We're doing another Depraved show down in Austin. And we might be on Kill Tony on the 31st. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Not want me on Kill Tony.
I know, dude. Maybe it's all your fault. This is divine intervention. They know it's going to be too much. They know you're going to fucking bring hellfire to Texas.
Wow.
We're going to see what happens. But either way, go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab your tickets for all these shows. Vegas is coming up. I got San Diego, South Jersey, lots and lots of dates coming up all throughout the summer and the fall. Very excited to be back out there on the road. Really excited about all my new material as well. Go to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe there. First Friday of every month, I do a giveaway. Last month, I did a $500 giveaway in cash and prizes. Are you guys doing that on your Twitch channel?
No.
Yeah, that's cool. But yeah, that's fun. What are you giving away?
I don't have enough followers to give away anything.
You gotta spend money to make money.
You know what I'm giving?
Sago.
Entertainment.
I also give them entertainment.
And jokes.
And they watch. Dude, today, it was. I almost want to fucking pull up a clip. Where's Be Kind Rewind? Send Shannon that clip of today when I got blown up. It was almost the greatest moment. It should be like in a fucking highlight reel of just dumbass moments in Warzone.
I gotta see this win that I almost sent it to you because it's so improv. I come back into the gas with five people left, and then I miss a guy with every single pistol bullet and buck him to death to win Warzone. Oh, a buck in Warzone.
A buck in Warzone.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Got a buck and buck. Buck and duck.
I feel like you guys are sitting, the more I do the show, you're sitting further apart,
like,
and you guys, you literally, Zach has his back to you, and Lewis is that way.
We don't like each other anymore. What happened, Zach?
You guys are like an old married
couple.
We
used to love each other, but...
No, people say I don't look at the guests enough, so I've been trying to look at the guests more.
That's what he does. If Zach doesn't like a guest, and also, guys, GasDigitalNetwork.com, go subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Also, you save $1.50 a month if you keep that membership. You get access to the complete on-demand library, 20,000 hours of streaming content you can't get anywhere else. Every real-ass podcast, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, Irish Goodbye Podcast, The Thing Is, Ding. Holy shit. Wow.
Oh, and I'm so sorry. My hats are in the store at podcastmerch.com. I have my Amico 666 logo and the Screaming Skull logo that we just did. They're in the store this week only. Check them out, please. Get yourself a fucking hat.
Sweet.
If I had a show on this network, it would be called. I'd call it "The Way the Cookie Crumbles" with Brendan Sagalow.
You would want fucking cookies in the name, you fit.
It's
a cookie
point.
Review podcast. Yeah.
Where we don't look at blood.
We eat cookies and review cookies, and that's
and
it.
That's yeah. it.
Our first guest, Jake Flores.
Nice. So let's see. John Q. Anon in the racist live chat says Lewis is Opie. Ban John Q. Anon for 15 minutes for that comment. 15 minutes, he gets a ban.
Can you ban someone for 15 minutes?
Call me Opie, yeah.
For like a certain amount of time? Yeah. You can just ban someone?
Well, he has to manually do it. And if he forgets, he's fucked for life.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't forget Irish Joey, though. But I'm not...
Very Opie thing to do.
I'm not going
to
be called Opie. I will not be called Opie. Not on my own podcast. Not on my own network. Not on my own racist live chat. How dare you?
Why are you giving... Now they're all going to do that.
No way. Anybody else calls me Opie, they're getting banned. Irish Joey, anybody who calls me Opie, ban them for 15 minutes. This is going to be your whole...
Set a lot work. Of reminders on your phone.
Yeah, yeah,
why do people hate Opie so much? I don't even know.
You're the one that hates him.
Hate him. Let's go, Opie. No, I don't hate Opie. Opie's cool. He was fine. We hashed out our differences.
You hate him so much that you're
hashing.
Banning your fans from watching your show that most of them pay for because
he called me Opie.
Yeah.
I feel like you're always hashing out differences.
What if it's not even Opie from Opie and Anthony? What if it's Opie from Sons of Anarchy? Just a really weird reference.
I never watched that show.
Yeah.
There's a character called Opie on Sons of Anarchy. That's
that would have played.
Joke.
You don't get it.
That seems generous.
I feel like there should be like
everyone who is running that right now.
They're all calling.
All of them. 15-minute fans, Irish Joey. There he is. He's calling me Opie. So it's not even unless you guys are calling me Opie from Cincinnati.
You couldn't be more not this guy.
What am I eating? Apple pie with Aunt B? Don't call me Opie.
Clarify. If you're calling me Opie from Sons of Anarchy, then I
you know what this is. You know what you're doing right now. You're doing Boo or Boo Earns. That's what you're doing.
Boo Earns.
I was saying Boo Earns.
I meant Opie.
Are we continuing to ban people calling you Opie?
Is there that many?
Do you think I'm kidding? No, have I ever told a joke on this podcast? Name one that I've been funny. Please. I'm Opie.
You don't get to talk for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Irish Joey, what do you need to do is you need to ask everyone individually if they meant Opie from Sons of Anarchy or Opie from Opie and Anthony. And if they meant Opie from Sons of Anarchy, I'm okay with it. I downloaded The Mayans first season, which is a Sons of Anarchy spinoff. Never even watched it.
Wow.
On my here's what happens when I get onto a flight, okay? I get on Twitter, and I just can't stop myself.
So you just buy the internet every time?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I was on JetBlue, so you get free internet, but I do buy the internet every single time.
How much is the internet?
Sometimes it was like $50.
That was like it's such an old lady question.
How much
is the internet?
Yeah. I'll pay for it.
Yeah. Hold on, I've got my sack of pennies right now.
When?
Two, three.
Why did you turn it to the Tootsie Roll Owl?
By the way, it's literally just the whole chat just still saying Opie over and over again.
Yeah. I see Jerry's got a spreadsheet going. Like, he's got an abacus.
Excel.
Like,
an abacus.
That's really what's happening.
By the way, you idiots, I wanted you to call me Opie. Why do you think I said that? Look at them all just acting as I want them to act.
Of course.
Fools, you're my pawns.
Yeah. You really are the fucking Mickey Mouse controlling the brooms.
Don't you fucking call me Mickey Mouse. If anybody calls me Mickey Mouse in the chat,
there you go.
20-minute ban, and I mean that. And I really mean that now. I was kidding about the Opie stuff I was showing, but they call me Mickey Mouse, it's fucking over, dude.
You do kind of look like Mickey Mouse with the headphones on right now.
Surprisingly look like me.
I'm a real
Spicky Mouse.
Spicky Mouse.
You know who's beating up the Chinese people? It's the blacks.
Shannon, you bitch. Ho ho. I hate my Uber. Ho ho.
All right. All right. Anyway, let's get into these fucking notes. Let's get into the show. What a show we got planned. Yeah, I was in Miami. I had a fun time in Miami. Miami's a good time. It's a fun city. Yeah, I think
I want to go to Miami.
It's almost like you got to be like a slut to like really love Miami. You got to be like a slutty chick, you know?
If you're a chick to love Miami.
If you're a chick, because that's who likes Miami. It's like slutty chicks. Like Shannon and her friends, I guarantee, are a little Miami whores. Guaranteed.
No, I lived in Miami for a year.
You lived in Miami. You hated it.
There's a big difference between Miami and South Beach, though.
I live in South Beach.
Yeah.
So we were staying in Brickell, which is like more like hipstery.
Brickell? Sorry, it just doesn't sound like Miami, South Beach, and then Brickell.
Brickell's like a cool area. It's like an up. Shannon, back me up here.
I've never heard of it. Sounds like
it was a long time ago that I lived.
Sounds
there.
Sounds like a town from Lord of the Rings.
I keep on forgetting how old Shannon is.
Old. I'm going to be 39 next month. So gross.
What are we doing for your birthday, Shannon? Lewis throwing you a party?
I would throw her anything she wants, but she won't fucking put out. So. If at the end of that rainbow, there was a fucking... Shannon, do you know what we could have been? Anyway, so Brickell probably was a shit neighborhood back then. Brickell's probably like it's almost like a Williamsburg. Like, back when Shannon lived in fucking there in the
80s. Before it was a state.
It was all marshes, as far as you can see. The Everglades.
Yeah, but it was a pretty cool area. It's all like, no, it's like... fucking hipstery, and they have like, you know, art murals, and they have graffiti everywhere, but it's like expensive restaurants and high rises.
South Beach has like the most attractive females. Everybody that's there is like wildly attractive. It really, I think there's more attractive people in South Beach than New York City.
Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. There was one chick that I saw there that Like, I didn't even care that I was with my girlfriend. I had to just stare at this chick. Yeah. She was the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire... You ever see a chick where you're like, this fucking hurts? Like, I want... Yeah. Like, I understand how cavemen hit women in the head and drag them into their cave.
Yeah, yeah,
because that
yeah.
was my instinct. Like, I was like, I need to fucking drag this woman into a cave and make her mine and have babies with her. I didn't.
I don't know about clapping.
I did not. That's the audio of what actually happened right there.
Jesus Christ.
You get it, though. You get what I'm saying. We're like, it hurts.
Of course. No, yeah. Yeah. No, I get angry. I get like, I'm like, fuck. Just knowing that I'll never have sex with someone that looks like that, or like her specifically, it makes me so mad.
Do you bring it up to your girlfriend?
I was staring at this girl.
Yeah, but it's different.
My girl said, what are you staring at? I mushed her.
Like, no, I'll bring my wife in. I'll go, look at this woman.
Well, that's how you get away with it. Yeah.
Isn't this woman insane?
Gross.
Yeah. Isn't this so gross with all these plastic surgery?
She was so hot that I would have had to be honest. I would have been like, I hate you so much right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you. Look at her.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you also got to remember, you're nothing special in South Beach, dude.
In South Beach? No, I'm fucking dope, dude.
No, you're way down a few pegs.
No.
There's a heavy Latino population.
I'm a heavy Latino.
That's what I'm saying.
Latino sitting at this table.
You blend in. People aren't interested. Then plus everyone that looks there that looks like you is like the jacked version of you. Everybody's the better version of themselves down there.
You gonna let him talk to you like that?
Yeah, he's a fucking real...
What are you talking about?
You got a real fucking...
I'm real ass.
You got a real
vice
cop attitude since you got that mustache.
Yeah. Up against the wall.
Don't talk down to me, you fucking piece of shit.
You should have seen the women I searched down for cocaine.
No, I probably... You're right. But if I lived in Miami, I would also be in substantially better shape. Like,
you have to be.
It's just so hot. When it's 90 degrees and, Miami humid, like, I feel awful. Like, walking around, just... I'm pouring sweat, and I'm just... Dude, I fucking... All right. I try to get an Uber. You want to... Dude, I almost fucking killed a female Uber driver. I didn't actually
Yeah, you
want to
bash her head in, drag her into your cave, make it. You didn't do it.
If this was a guy, there's no way I wouldn't have threatened this guy. Okay? I tried to get an Uber, and this chick literally drove into the parking lot, and then I'm behind her. And it was when we were leaving the hotel, so I got my chick. She's got a big fucking bag as well for a 2-day fucking trip to Miami. So I'm dragging her bag, and the Uber driver won't. I don't know if you've ever had this happen, but they're driving away from you, and I'm running down the street chasing them, pouring fucking sweat, and they're going around in circles in the parking lot. And I'm just, and I, dude, I called.
How many circles did you complete before calling her? And
two and a half.
Lewis is like, I'll run the opposite way.
Yes. I don't know. I tried to cut through and I lost her.
Blast them with the car, keeps going.
It was wild. Dude. I called. I was like, oh, should I stop?
Stop driving.
Stop yelling. And
wow.
I was like,
oh my God.
It's a woman. I can't deal with this right now. And then I couldn't have her leave me too because I was running late at that point. So I had to stop yelling.
What is your rating? What's your Uber rating?
We went over this recently on the show. It's like a 4.25. It's terrible.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's really bad.
Yeah, 4.25.
Like anything under like 4.7 is horrible.
Really?
Yeah, because they automatically, like that bitch, I tried to give a one. I was like, I don't know, 1-star that bitch, but I forgot. And then when I opened my app up the next time, I 5-starred her by accident. Fuck.
I do that too.
No tip.
Oh.
I don't give every Uber driver a tip. I gotta be honest with you guys.
Me neither.
You know, I gotta be honest. Like,
well, they said that.
Not everyone. They gotta be good, doggy. Sometimes
I feel
it's
like
very...
for Uber, it's almost like for exceptional service.
I mean, what are we doing here?
It has to be really
I just
good
asked,
service.
I asked Brennan when we took a lift here, and I go, how much do you tip? He goes, whatever like the first option is. I go, 15%, that's like $6. He goes, oh, no, no. I don't.
That's how I
he said a dollar.
I was lying to you.
Well, for my Uber
I never
eats,
tip. I was lying to you. I just went, I never tip on the Uber.
What's your rating? It's got to be bad.
No, because they can't
rate
you
until after. Yeah, you don't see it.
For true?
Yeah, they can't give you a 1-star for not
tipping. I'll show you what my Uber
But they can...
Is.
Can't they do something?
My Uber
they can just remember you for life.
Yeah.
Oh, look who decided to come back.
got more money now, I see.
Yeah.
I have a guy in my neighborhood who picks me up like every few weeks.
Really?
So my neighborhood's like all Arab. Uh-huh. So when I call an Uber, it's like putting up the bat signal. Like, they're on the block already.
My Uber rating is... 4.81. 1.
Yeah. And he never tips.
And I never tip.
Ever.
I'm a 4.82.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, no. I'm a 4.72.
Wow. It's that mustache.
Things are
going to
start changing.
No, it's this
here.
Is pre mustache. Maybe the mustache is going to bump it back. How do you figure it out on Lyft? I take Lyft
Who
way
takes
more.
Lyft?
I take Everyone I is Lyft one star more. On Lyft.
I'm a 5 on Lyft.
Really?
How do you see that?
Can we brag in the booth? We're both 4.88.
4.9. Wow. 4.9. Lift it up, baby.
I fucking hate this. We're all. This is like a Black Mirror episode.
In that.
I don't know. You figured it out.
Also, Lewis.
No!
Be kind, rewind. Be kind, rewind.
This reminds me of the third episode of Westworld.
Yeah. Should I go watch it and come back?
You didn't even look at me when you said that. You went, yeah. In that?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in Brickle right now.
Yeah. You get it. So do it. Do it.
Hey, yeah, finish.
Lewis, Be Kind, Rewind sent the video of your game this morning.
Oh, hold on a second. Let's see. I'm going to 5-star that guy. I don't remember if he deserves a tip, so he gets 1-9. Let's see. I'm a 4.45.
Ooh,
wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm bad.
What do you think it is? Are you on Lyft?
What do you think it is?
That makes you this way.
Dude, one time, that story you told on a Real Ass Podcast, me freaking out in the Uber.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the funniest. That's why. That guy rated me so low that I'll never
it's
recover.
It's on your permanent record?
Yeah. That's why.
I'll never forget it. It's whatever I see you, it's all I think about.
I think about it every day of my life. Can we see the video, Shannon?
The stress of being in an Uber with Lewis when you hear recalculating.
Yeah.
And then you just like, oh, I hope he didn't hear it. Recalculating.
Look at that overlay.
Bull fucking.
Turn the volume
Let's
up.
Party, motherfuckers. Let's go.
28 doggies left, 2 kills. This is it. This could be a big game.
This is going to be a big game. He didn't even lock on
immediately. Yeah, he threw that rocket at him. He just went like this. Game.
Boom.
28.
That was wild.
It's fun watching you laugh at yourself while you're laughing.
Shannon, pull up that Warzone clip on my Instagram. If you can.
It's a good clip.
What clip are you pulling? Oh, you want to fight? You're not pulling up Warzone clips or you win. This is the problem with Feeny.
But
he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand. See, that was awesome because I'm a loser there. I'm getting destroyed.
Yeah, in that little box.
Feeny's like, look at this moment where
Josh
I'm being great.
Sick. I missed cool, every though. Shot. I don't do it again. Yes. And I still beat it with that, and then come on. Like how excited everybody is.
I can't believe it.
He screamed. People act like it was like the Miracle on Ice. People scream.
Look at him. See the difference? I want to just point out the difference between me and Mike Feeny.
This is actually
a moment in time where we can take a second. Like, why is Lewis better than Mike Feeny?
Ooh, different.
What is it? What is it? This is it right here. Feeny wants to tell a victory story. He wants to show everyone that he's the best, that he's great.
Overcame adversity of being bad because I missed him with every shot. And I had no business being in that game.
They don't want that story.
Well,
they want
they got
the,
it. The, and they love.
They want the story.
And
of,
now you can't return it.
Of failure.
Why can't we have both?
They want the story of a failure.
They want the story
who continues to fail. Yeah. Who never learns, never grows.
What's
just
going on here?
Stunted.
A257 says Feeny is OP. I like that. You know what, guys? If you say Feeny is OP, you get one Lewis's OP pass.
I'm
go.
Not,
there we go.
I'm not you know offended by any of that. So I don't know.
Guys, recalculate.
We'll figure it out, and when we do,
out what's gonna make Feeny feel bad? Feeny's worse than Opie, he says.
Wow,
that's offensive.
You know, he has a bigger resume than me.
This guy just fucking pang pang.
What happened with the Padres fan?
Oh,
I saw the video because somebody sent it to me, and they made it about me. In fact, just pull up the one on Instagram that somebody sent to me. Shout out to that guy, whatever his fucking name is.
That was up very quickly.
Dabber McJewel.
Bang.
Whoa, that guy passed the fuck out.
No, he got knocked the fuck out.
What,
Wow. So why did that happen?
Yeah, what's the story behind this?
So I found an article about it, and it says that they don't know what led up to it, but the guy who got punched didn't choose to press charges against the guy who punched him, so he probably deserved it.
No, yeah, real ass dude shit. Right there. No, dude, nice. I like that. He got knocked the fuck out, and he was like, you know what, dude? I should have fucking, should have ducked.
Connected.
I should have ducked. I should have blocked. I was popping off. Yeah. I got punched in the fucking mouth.
Oh, here's another
angle.
Oh, ooh, his glasses went away from.
Bang. Looks like Graham K.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
He's a big guy.
That guy is
bang.
Like,
that was a good punch.
This other guy comes swarmed. Out and he's like, he's just ready. You know what I mean? When you walk up to somebody.
No, here's the thing. The other two guys were ready. And then they saw that guy get knocked out, and they went, ah!
Dude, when someone walks up, starts the fight, and then puts their hands down, like, who's next? It's like, well, yeah. Not me. Yeah, not yeah, me yeah. anymore.
That guy is just hilarious because they're in, like, baseball stands, so it's like he doesn't get to just fall over. He has to, like be stood up by, yeah, by the yeah. seats.
The seat is just
like a piece of toast.
Dude, there's no way. If that was my friend that just got knocked the fuck out, I would do the same thing that other guy did, where you're like, right. You
that's good to know, I guess.
Yeah, if you get...
If I ever get knocked out.
If you ever get knocked the fuck out by a guy who's breathing like this, looking to knock me out, then?
Dude, if you ever get knocked out...
You're not going to protect your friend. You're not going
to... He's already out cold!
That is the difference between me and him as well, crazy. Dude. I'm out here showing fucking...
you're jumping off
war zone failures and then smashing people for fucking with my friends. It's who I am. Who are you? Who are you? Are you a Feeney or are you a Gomez? Are you out there
you're
fucking...
You're both Opies.
Are you...
It depends what you're talking about, because that's what I'm saying. In that video there, that other guy, who, by the way, was like 60, that tried to come go like, hey, hey, hey.
This is Larry David.
Yeah. I mean, look how old the other guy was in this video. He's so, he puts his hands up. He doesn't know what to do. There's nothing you can do. You're going to get smashed. Not this, that guy. See him?
I would at least fucking throw down with the guy. If he punched my friend in the face like that, you don't think I'm at the very least going to fucking start...
But it's like you said, if he's not pressing charges, he probably was fucking chirping because he's a Rockies fan. It's Rockies Padres.
Dude, the way he falls... And
who's
then...
winning the game?
Right that now? Guy.
What is even happening right here? That guy... That's
what I'm saying. They're probably talking a lot of shit. And then he came over and did something about it because he was probably there was three of them, one of him. So, you know, I feel like that guy's the underdog who fucking went up and punched him.
Maybe. I don't know. But do we have any more of the story, Shannon?
Well, the Rockies won by 1 point, and this happened during a doubleheader. It was the sixth inning in the second game. So maybe they're drunk and tired.
Wow.
That one guy was real sleepy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Imagine Jesus the fucking Christ. Pain.
That's
in
one
your
of
jaw.
The best punches I've ever seen in a like a just street fight on camera.
The guy put his hands like this instead of up here. He put his hands out to try and stop him as he got blocked in the face.
Yeah, and the other guy had just crazy reach.
He tapped him like between second and third knuckle.
He didn't even go like
knuckle.
This. He went like
he
crossed
him.
That way.
Wow. Segalo has no idea how to fight. He just showed his ass right there. He didn't
what
even
the
go
fuck
like
are you talking
this.
About?
He went like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't even go like how you're supposed to. Meow.
Get out of here, mister.
Yeah.
He didn't even squeeze both his thumbs when he punched as hard as he could.
He didn't even
like
know how
you're
to,
supposed to like.
He didn't even know how to fight. 911.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that fucking that was one of the nicest punches I've ever seen. Good for that guy. Good for that guy. I got no problem with it. Like, look, street fights, it is what it is. I'm not saying you should be attacking people, but there was two grown men. Seems like they were talking shit. Also, that other guy did get jumped, right?
Yeah, he got swarmed.
He got swarmed by who? But his friends or other people? Just
I
random
think that
people?
Dude's friends.
Other
if,
fucking.
If you look at it from the other view, you see a
that's
bunch
just
of guys.
Other
just
people, yeah.
Jump
it's just
them.
People looking to fight.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't think so. Who?
They're not his friends coming from the other sect. How many friends do you think
look
this guy
at it.
Had?
Let's look at it. Instead
like,
of
we
talking.
Got, we got seats all over
instead
this
of talking
place.
On the podcast, let's watch it quietly.
Look.
So he gets punched there,
oh.
But now watch.
This guy.
That guy's his friend.
Together. No, but yeah, watch
all,
the other
oh,
guy from behind,
oh, yeah,
you
that
see?
Guy's behind. Yeah, they're just fans, dude. They really care about the Rockies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was probably...
Dude, that's
was
what,
he at, like... He, like, was rooting for the opposite team?
Oh, that guy throwing his shit down was awesome. That guy with the
dude, fuck
the
yeah,
the long sleeve.
I love white guys fighting white guys.
White
I
on
love
white,
white
crime.
On white crime.
Oh, thank God, white men being hurt.
Yeah, white straight men getting hurt.
All right, real quick, we must thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Fume. That is spelled F-U-M, but it's pronounced Fume. They've been on the network for a couple months now, and they really are just an incredible product that I love. Fume is a great natural and non-addictive replacement for smoking, vaping, and nicotine addictions. This is not a vape or a cigarette. Fume is a hollow piece of Canadian maple with cores that are infused with the benefits of the world's super plants. It's a great way to quit smoking. If you have that oral fixation and you like the idea of inhaling something and feeling like something is going inside of your lungs and sort of smoking, this is a great thing to do, and it's natural, and it's way healthier and a way, 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 way better way to quit smoking than any of the gums or the other bullshit things that are out there.
Plus, it has like certain ingredients to help you with certain things, like peppermint to get your breath back, cinnamon and lavender to help ease the pain, and black pepper for cravings. I actually read recently that if you get a little too high on edibles, they suggest you chew peppercorns.
Ooh.
Because it releases a certain endorphin in your body that makes you more alert, and this uses the same idea.
Ah, look at that. Zach reading shit and bringing it to the show. Wow, what a fucking life. Here's the deal. Quitting smoking and vaping, it's always difficult and it's on the top of everyone's list for getting healthier, and you can do it right now. So go to their website, Fume Essential. That's FumeEssential.com. FumeEssential.com. Take a look at their entire selection, and you can subscribe and get everything just delivered to your house in a subscription, or you can buy things a la carte. But when you go there, either way, use the promo code REAL. You're going to save 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's FumeEssential.com. Kick that habit. Use that promo code REAL. Save 10%. All right, where were we?
I've been fucking going to town for Tony Hinchcliffe on the internet.
Yeah, you're a hero.
I am a hero. Mm. I am. Did you see that Ari put out the full video?
Yeah, I watched that yesterday.
I didn't. As a comedian, I didn't even need the other context. I knew what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously.
Yeah, no, you're an adult man with the idea of context.
Yeah.
Anyone could see what he was doing, which was feigning ignorance.
Yeah, he was just being a fucking dick for the sake of being a dick. That's what was funny, is that he would go there, right? The extreme. And then Tony went on to kill. For people, the people that are online being like, oh, you know, you don't even have a fucking joke. You got to be like, no. Tony went and did a 15-minute set where he fucking murdered way harder than any of those people talking shit could, okay? Yeah. And Tony is a really good comic. But it's like, you know, this guy, part of the story that's sort of missing, this guy Peng Deng, is
ping,
you know,
ding dong.
He ping a ding 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 dong. Keep the ping ding and ding ding dong. Ping a ding 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 dong. Ping a ping a ding a. So it's not racist. But ping ding.
Ding ding ding. You got him.
Ping ding 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 ding. Ping ding 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 dong. Ping ding ping ding dong. Ding 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 ding.
Okay, so what happened? What are you saying?
Yeah, what happened?
So he opened up for Tony before. He's been on Kill Tony before. There's a video of him doing Kill Tony from years ago where the whole set, Tony is just making dumb Asian jokes, like low-hanging fruit, right? And everyone's laughing. He's having a good time. He knows exactly who Tony is, the type of comedy that he does. And he took an opportunity to, you know, to tear another fucking comic down for what he very well knows his jokes.
Yeah.
You know, and for people to act like it's just like, oh, you create a dangerous environment for this Asian guy. It's like, really? Is it Kill Tony fans that are attacking Asian people? Is that who it is? Is it comedy podcast fans are the ones that are beating up Asian Uber drivers?
No.
The fuck out of here.
No. Comedy fans don't get up from the couch.
Yeah.
No. It's actually Jimmy Martinez. It's Jimmy Martinez.
Well, it's also in Tony's set. He like does that whole thing, and then he points out people that are like upset with him, and he's like, "Look at these people taking me seriously." Yeah.
It's stupid. It's all just dumb. And people that take the opportunity to trash another comic, I won't spend a lot of time on it because I've been talking about it ad nauseum. But it just fucking it stinks. I had that chick fucking Alice Wetterland. She quote tweeted me. And I was like, I don't know who the fuck. I was like, I know who she is. And I didn't realize that she was on Silicon Valley. I was like, oh, I liked her on Silicon Valley.
Was she like that? Who the main girl?
The lesbian-y chick. No. She's like
the upper.
No, she was a coder chick in like in later seasons. She was like, but apparently she was like a problem, like or she was like a problem on set. She was saying T.J. Miller was a problem, which sounds like it, you know, he probably is. But then she like came out against Thomas Middleditch, and she was like, the entire set was toxic and fucking. You're like, all right, dude, everyone else is a problem except for you.
Yeah, if you got shit on your shoe, you fucking. If everybody smells like shit, you should check under your shoe.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, she tweeted. What did she tweet? Can you pull up her tweet? Please.
Felt the heat on that.
Such a dick. We got there.
Yeah, you know what they say, if your shoes full of smelly, then if your shoes smelly, then you gotta go walk your dog more.
You know,
hope there's a patch of grass.
If you got a peacock, you might as well show colors.
Yeah,
let's see. Yeah, so she goes, this is quote tweeting me. She goes, people believe comics have each other's backs because ableist, racist, homophobic, misogynists have each other's backs, and sometimes they become comedians because they realize they can yell for a living and other racists will pay tickets. Now, that's not a terrible description.
Yeah, I mean, she really ain't wrong about that. You built a whole empire on that tweet.
Yeah.
Look, all right, fine. 1 point, Alice Wetterland.
Yeah. Serving Lewis.
And then she goes on to say, go down.
You throw out the other 29 rules.
Yeah.
She goes, comedians aren't part of some dumb free speech club where we come to each other's aid. We're notoriously disloyal. I can't fucking wait till all of you get canceled so I could have your dates. Tori.
That ain't wrong either.
No, but that's not true.
So transparent.
But I do feel like, wait, go up a little bit. I do feel like it should be a... You know, it's not I do think that comics should come to each other's aid. I don't think it has to be a dumb free speech club or whatever.
It's not about a free speech club. It's about being able to create fucking comedy and to create funny shit and to take chances. And you're when people are fucking trashing other comedians for taking chances to be edgy, putting them on camera, taking a 10-second clip out of context and sending it to the fucking media, it's bad for comedy. It's genuinely bad for people that are trying to freely create, okay? And there'll be a time when everybody can be taken out of context. There's going to be a time when everybody says something fucking stupid or that can be considered offensive to somebody else. And I think it's just fucked up. I think that guy Peng fucked up. And instead of just saying to Tony, like, if you got a problem with it, you go to Tony and be like, hey, dude, you know what? I didn't like that. What the fuck? Like, I thought that was racist. You made me feel like shit. Like, I'm a fan of yours. I opened for you. Like, I thought we were cool. And then Tony, in that moment, I know Tony. Tony goes, dude, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying. I was trying to roast. I fucked up.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Like,
very nice.
You have nice the opportunity to do that, but instead we'll fucking tear people down. And I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's the lazier route. People don't know about Tony being lazy, but that's the lazier route to just pile on somebody when they're, you know.
Yeah, and like basically be like, look how hurt I am. And it's like, is it going to hurt you? Because, you know, this business is very painful. So if that shit hurts you, it's like, it's not easy. This isn't easy.
No.
Not everybody's hugging everybody or anything.
Dude, no prolifically funny comic has ever come out against another comic.
Nope.
No, like when you look at these people, at first, it's always all the same ones, but it's like, yeah, everyone's already decided you suck. That's why you're an activist now.
Yeah.
But every single fucking time.
To what the Alice, whatever, Wetterland is. Whatever her Wetterland is.
I mean, how privileged is she? She's named after Alice in Wonderland. They were like, we're going to name her Alice Wetterland.
But wait, hold on. Can you go back to that tweet for a sec? Because she goes, we're notoriously disloyal, but it's like, we don't have to be.
No.
Like that, I agree that we are, but it's like, we don't have
to be. And I'm not notoriously disloyal. I'm notoriously loyal like a fucking dog to a fault, okay? Yeah. I will fucking get my friends' backs every fucking time. Tony could have actually hurt somebody and I'd still get his back because he's my friend.
You've had my back before when other comics tried to get me to go on that roast battle.
Of course. That because you guys are my friends. And it's my job to get my friends back first and then to ask questions later on.
Yeah.
That's a fucking fact. I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Like, if that was my boy at the Padres game and this other guy punched him in the face, I don't really care if my boy was being a prick. It doesn't matter if my boy deserved it. My boy's getting fucking attacked, and you got to fucking sack up for your boy. And that's the way it works. When Ari got in trouble, same fucking shit, okay? Yeah. And, you know, I feel like people are just so silent. They're so afraid to be judged based off this shit. And people got to just fucking stand up more and speak their mind. Everyone knows this guy's fucking joking. Everyone knows it's a fucking joke. Shut the fuck up. If you don't know it's a fucking joke, get out of comedy. Get the fuck out. If you don't get why that's ironic and why he's trying, at the very least, attempting to be fucking funny, get the fuck out of comedy because you don't fucking get it. It's a fact, okay? So that chick, I don't even know her at all. Like, I'm not even hating on her, whatever. Good for her. God bless her soul. But let's fucking get real. Don't fucking tell me about being privileged. Don't tell me about being racist. Bitch, you got no fucking clue. Yeah. I'm assuming the Wetterlands had a better run than the Gomez's. I don't know the background of the Wetterlands, but I will tell you right now, you didn't have my fucking life. You didn't have my fucking background. You didn't have anything that I had to fucking deal with. I guarantee you, your life has been fucking easy fucking peasy compared to mine. So shut the fuck up. Back the fuck up. You don't know shit about privilege, okay? You don't know shit. Actually, no. The only thing you know is about privilege. You know only about that side of it. A hot fucking white chick named Alice Wetterland. Get the fuck out of here. the fuck out of here. Guys, jump in with me. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm admiring.
Don't make it just me. We're all here.
I'm admiring you going off.
You got so angry. I was picturing you just thinking about that Padres fight again.
No, but it's so fucking true. It's like everybody, all these people have never been punched in the face. It's like if you say this shit to somebody in person, you're going to have a big conflict. And these people avoid that shit all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Unless it's online. And I saw friends, my like personal friends that were like shitting on Tony that I'm like, motherfucker, the things I've said to you as a joke and you laughed at is like way worse.
We all say crazy shit. It's just dumb. We're all the the Shane shit. Like all, it's all just fucking dumb. Like we the more comics that shut the fuck up about it, the more of a problem it is. And that's all I'll say. People need to fucking start actually speaking their minds, actually having real opinions here.
Yeah.
Because this was fucking stupid. This was a dumb thing. And Tony lost his agent.
I was gonna say he lost his agent. Didn't they take down Kill Tony from the
Antones?
So they had to find a new venue now?
Yeah, I think they already found one.
Chinese restaurant.
Damn, dude. That's the thing that also fucks with me too, because I'm like, you know, these people are losing jobs, they're losing their agents, but there's also a part of me that's like, this isn't fucking real. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Whatever side you're on, stop bitching. Let's just be funny. I both sides annoy the fuck out of me. But then another part of me is like, oh man, a guy who's been only nice to me and is a killer comic in a sea of fucking losers just lost some shit because it's people just, don't
you,
fucking
you gotta do your shit by yourself at this point. You know, you to be, if you want to say fucked up shit, if you want to be a fucking, you know, you want to be punk rock and you want to, like, you got to be really punk rock. You got to go for it, right?
Yeah.
So you can't have 1 foot into the corporate world, 1 foot out, right?
Which I don't think he does, right?
Comedy, comedy, just so you know, as we know it, that's fucking dead, okay? Like, the traditional path of, I'm going to go on the Tonight Show, I'll get some club dates, I'll start fucking headlining, blah, 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 that is different. You got to be fucking corporate. To go down that path, to get on the Tonight Show, to get a television show, to get Netflix, there are exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, you have to be part of this political and social infrastructure and be a part of this narrative. And if you're not a part of that narrative, sorry, you're just going to be left on the fucking side.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I this is why the way we do it, I'm fucking all in. You know, if somebody, like, I say fucked up shit, and I got to continue to say fucked up shit. When somebody calls me out and saying fucked up shit, I say fucked up shit to that person. There was an Asian guy who, he made fun of my mother being dead, I guess, because I put that as a joke, some Asian dude. And he was like, your mother died of a heroin overdose. I was like, your mother did my mother's nails.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, you know, good for
when they throw the crying emoji at the end of their thing, that's when they're trying to piss you off.
Oh my god, when people fake laugh in like a conflict, when they're like, I just think it's funny.
yeah
It's like, no you don't.
Yeah, all right, let's move on. 15-year-old carjacker who killed Uber driver pleads guilty and only gets 6 years.
Wait, killed an Uber driver?
You don't remember that? The girls,
who was the judge? You?
I was like, you know what?
6 years.
6 years.
Hey, 3 if you're good.
Yeah. 4.2 rating.
No, there was a girl. There was the 2 girls who tried to steal the Uber. You remember this?
No.
Yeah, it was like 2 teenage chicks tried to jack a guy's Uber.
Yes, I remember this now.
Pull up the video for a second, if you can. It's a fucked up video. It is sad.
Why are we showing it then?
Look at that chick.
It's not as fucked up as the person being sawed in half.
They still got to show it on the news.
10-second ad.
Is it on the news?
If it's on the news, you're probably not going to get a good version of it, to be honest.
I don't think it's a news.
So these 2 girls are like 15, 16 years old, and they go to steal this guy's Uber. And the Uber driver's like, no, you're not going to steal my Uber. And he's like, they're like in the car, and he's like hanging out of the car. And then I guess they take off. They step on the gas and start fucking taking off. And he's holding on to the Uber. Like, he's on the outside of it. And
why is he holding on?
I think what happened in the moment was you're like, no, you're not taking my car. Like, you just have this instinct to grab onto it. And now you're going fast.
Yeah.
So you're going from like 0 to fucking, you know, 30, 40, 50 miles an hour pretty quickly. And just,
and there's a woman driving.
There's some dumb 15-year-old. Like, shut up, bitch. Give me my fucking car.
Yeah.
I'm not just giving my car up to a 15-year-old child. It ain't happening. Yeah, I get why the people are like, why didn't he let go? Like, no, dude. He fucking, it was
did
just
they have
wild.
A weapon?
I don't know. I think they just fucking tried to grab his Uber, and he was like an Indian dude, just a cornball.
Jesus
like an
Christ.
Indian, you know.
He's like, my gum is in there.
Yeah. So.
I have one angle of it.
Let's see.
Oh, he's so old.
Oh my God. The fuck out.
Look. And the girl's like stepping on the gas. They're trying to close the door.
Oh my God.
She's still in their car.
Look.
Call the cops. Whoa, that's like a stereotypical sound.
The
like
car flips. The car flips, you'll see. It's fucking crazy, dude.
Fuck.
It's been called. It's been called.
Oh my
god. That's crazy. Look at this. And the girl's getting out of the car. She's like, where's my phone? Look, the guy's on the floor. His body's on the floor.
Holy shit.
That's it.
Army guy.
Stop her.
She's like Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of army people are there. Yeah, they immediately went to 5 stars.
Look. Oh my god.
It's fucked up, yeah. And she's like, yo, my phone.
What the fuck?
So
her poor phone.
So they stole the car and they got how many years?
6 years.
6 years for that?
Yeah.
Because she pled guilty and they weren't able to charge either one of them as an adult. So she got 6 years.
That's one of those things too where you go, I feel like you should get 6 years for carjacking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
6 years for carjacking plus homicide.
There is, you know, there's a couple things to consider. Number one, it's, you know, the victim is an Indian man.
No, that's not a factor.
That's okay. Not as valuable.
Nope.
As,
nope.
No, obviously I'm kidding. they are kids.
They're
I'm
kids.
Not, believe me, I'm not fucking by any means. I'm not by any means fucking excusing it or saying anything, but you do got to consider, dude, they are fucking kids who, my assumption is, come from a pretty fucked up home, pretty fucked up background. Like, they're probably victims themselves. If you're a 15-year-old kid that you're out there carjacking some fucking dude,
yeah,
you don't got to fucking... Your father's probably not in your home. You're probably abused. You're probably not very well educated. You probably don't have much of a future. It's fucked up. It's terrible. It's awful. But at the same time, it's like... You know, they are kids. Dude, I almost robbed a fucking KFC when I was 19 because I was a dumb kid.
Yeah.
A dumb fucking kid. You know, I had a screwdriver in my pocket and it could have went crazy.
But you didn't.
I chickened out. I was a pussy. I had vaginosavitis disease. Yeah. Like, yeah.
pussy disease. Medical pussy disease.
And I bitched out like a little bitch.
Did,
I fainted.
Did you?
Yeah.
You fainted before you got to the KFC.
My. Yeah. The ramifications.
Oh, dear.
There's a man taking a nap with a screwdriver in the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not. The reality is, what you would hope is that, like, that would rehabilitate that person in a way that, because the intent wasn't to kill somebody. It's like, yeah, the intent was to steal a car, which is fucked up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, the intent was like, that whole moment got away from everybody there, right? Yeah. That whole moment, like, they were being idiots. But by the way, when I was a fucking kid, I wouldn't steal a car. I just never, but I could have easily gotten there.
Yeah.
I could have gotten down the path where I could have stolen a fucking Uber driver's car. It's not that crazy. We used to break into cars.
Sure.
We used to rob the mall all the time. It wasn't that. I wasn't.
You wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah. I just wasn't.
Why would
that.
You steal a movie.
You wouldn't kill an Uber driver.
I didn't go down that path, but I could have. If I would have went through robbing that KFC, maybe that was the line that I crossed where now I'm willing to fucking steal cars. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I had a fucked up childhood.
With
it was
the screwdriver.
A
screwdriver. Were you going to use that as a gun?
I was, yeah, like a gun thing? Through the, yeah.
That's like, a good, that's stick a good barrel up. Of a gun.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah. So,
the pointiest barrel.
What would you have done? Well, no, you hold it the other way.
Oh, of course.
What would they?
What a psycho. You're a psycho.
What an idiot you are.
You're a psycho.
What do you mean? Were you guys picturing the pointy end stabbing through Lewis's hoodie, or were you picturing holding the pointy end and picturing the thing that looks like a gun barrel be the gun barrel part? Lewis, what were your
what's
planning?
More menacing, though? Like, imagine I just pulled out the screwdriver and I was like, give me the money.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, what would you have done?
He's going to screwdriver me to death.
If they were like, hey, take out the gun. Show me the gun. That's all they got to say, then you're fucked.
Well,
I go,
no, because then some fucking psycho goes, oh, yeah? Bang.
That's what I'm saying. But you go, show me the
he's
gun,
like,
and he goes,
that's a screwdriver. Why did you just say bang to me?
Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Screwdriver.
Pew,
screwdriver.
Pew,
ow, ow, the pointy
pew.
Side. Ow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not, believe me, if they took a fucking dude's life, it's awful, you know, and I wouldn't be mad if they gave them more, but I'm not necessarily mad that 6 years until she's an adult. You know, 6 years of your life is a long fucking time. Yeah. It's a long time to think about, you know, the mistakes that you made to sort of get there.
It's almost half their lives.
And it's not like she fucking, if they pulled out a gun and just shot this guy in cold blood, I would say, no, put this bitch away for the rest of her life. She's crazy. That sort of like the whole thing, like you just saw, even like people ask why the guy didn't let go.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an intense reason, 12-second situation.
Yeah, where they all like
where everyone made the wrong decision.
Yeah, yeah. And they look, those girls are fuck, those girls suck. You know, they're terrible people. But at the same time, like, I blame their parents, I blame the situation. Like, you see, I feel when I used to live up in Washington Heights, and I would like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, you'd see like a 2-year-old kid like on a stoop with nobody around except like his 8-year-old brother, and you're like, oh shit, dude, these kids have no chance.
Right,
I'm selling weed.
yeah, you want to buy some weed, son? But it's like they got no chance, and you're like, I came from a shitty environment, and I jumped out of that social class, and I you know done okay for myself, but that's definitely rare, you know, and it's hard to do. So I see that situation. I'm like, God damn it, dude, that girl fucking ruined her entire fucking life. And maybe she turns it around now and becomes a good person and becomes fucking, you know, yeah. Who knows?
6 years is a long time.
She tried to run away too.
Yeah, well.
Is there anything worse than trying to carjack somebody, it going terribly wrong, committing vehicular manslaughter, and then you're like, well, at least I can run away, and then there's 11 army guys right there, yeah. And you're like, God, that's worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, did he leave the car running?
The army guys helped her. The army guys were like, come on, look. Come on, princess. Let's go.
How did both of them even get in the car without him being like, hey? You know, like, or like,
hey, you're black. Get away from my car. What are you doing?
How about that guy?
I'm not supposed
to
pick you up.
How about that guy who was chasing, just filming the whole thing, too?
Well, yeah, that guy could have helped. He could have, like, grabbed the chick.
Then it would have been two dead people.
It's also, once again, it's a 10-second tense environment where you have a guy. Now, like, I understand you're taping because, you know, you want to post it to your Instagram, get some accolades.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, it's a thing where I feel like if more people surrounded the car, they would have, like, panicked.
Or they would have drove over a bunch of people.
But then we would have really known that they were pieces of shit then. If they drove over people and then crashed the car, then you're like, well, now you're, you know.
If they would have driven over a couple people, they might not have never gained the momentum to flip that car.
How many more people would have needed
that
one
guy?
Die?
That one guy, for like 3 or 4 other people would have died, that guy could have been saved.
I'm so happy that 4 other people were
Thank
killed.
God all of these white people died.
Yeah.
No
one cares.
In my culture, this is actually a blessing from God.
This is a part
I would assume he got out
religion.
Of the car to get food or go take a piss. He came back. And these two girls were
getting in the car. It seems that they actually ordered the Uber because it said they got into the car, he started to drive, and then a struggle broke out, and that's when they were armed with a taser. So they
that's right. I forgot.
Oh shit.
Yeah. They
that
tased him. Oh, that's right.
This.
You know what? I completely forgot.
A taser, dude. That's
that kind of changes everything.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I can't believe the taser didn't work on him. So he fought through a fucking taser? Yeah, at that point you're not letting go of the car.
Yeah.
If I fought through a taser to fucking get my car.
Yeah, I want to retract some of my statements. These girls are pieces of shit.
Yeah, I forgot about the taser.
Everything.
Yeah, that is fucked up, dude.
Because it wasn't like they were like, oh shit, an open car, jump in and this thing happened.
No.
This is premeditated.
Yeah, they
That's
ordered
fucked
it.
Up.
They had to wait for it to get there, too.
Why would you, how do you think you could get away with ordering an Uber?
Not to mention the GPS.
Maybe
they just really didn't understand what Uber was. Like, yeah. Oh, shit, this car's only $25.
Wait, you telling me you're going to bring me a car?
Shit.
I'm going to take advantage of that. Who going through the White Castle drive-thru?
Who ain't buying a car for $17?
Yeah, you tell me I get a car for $30.
Maybe they thought he was Dawson, and they were like, "All right, we have to electrocute him like we were Blanca." Maybe that was the idea.
Brilliant. I don't know what that meant.
How come Uber Black $20 more? They charge us more. They charge us $20 more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, actually, no, I forgot they tased him. Yeah,
what?
6 years seems light.
6 years is a little light for the tasing.
I feel like 6 years is light for carjacking somebody with a taser, much less killing them.
Yeah.
When she pleaded guilty to murder, they dropped the carjacking. They dropped like 3 other charges.
What about the murder charge?
Yeah.
Pled guilty to murder, and then they dropped
murder. Is the murder the charge?
That's what it says. It's just the details aren't actually released because they're minors. So, but the article says that she pled guilty to murder and...
They were minors? They worked at a coal mine?
Yeah. They were white
minor,
girls?
I hardly know her.
They were actually white girls covered in coal.
They dropped armed carjacking, robbery, and aggravated reckless driving. They dropped those.
Oh, thank God they dropped the reckless driving charge.
Yeah. That could have been points.
So we don't know the charge they actually got charged with.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, it's
That's crazy.
So what were those girls' Uber ratings?
Yeah.
Still higher than Lewis's.
The sentencing is on June 4th, but it says
that's my birthday.
6 years, but it's
Gemini.
Like
yay.
But 6 years isn't even going to be like they're not going to get full 6 years.
It says, yeah, it says she'll get out when she's 21.
Yeah, but good behavior and shit. You can always chip away at that.
I feel like she just won't be able to behave good.
She gets out on her 21st birthday. So
she's like, I'm going to kill another motherfucker. Yeah.
She leaves the jail. She goes, does anybody have an Uber? Just kidding. I'm taking Lyft.
No, I don't.
I'm banned for life.
I got a bike.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. I am very clearly not allowed anywhere near an Uber.
Yeah.
Man, was that in New York City?
No, where was
it?
Chicago,
D.C.
Yeah, Damn. I think 6 years is a little light. Only because they used a weapon.
It was they thought about it all.
But
day.
Also, once again, they weren't trying to murder him. That wasn't the idea. Their dumb, reckless, dangerous actions led to him dying.
Cool. Your Honor, we weren't trying to murder him.
Yeah, I was just trying to touch his head with my bullet.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I was just trying to put a bullet through his brain.
I just wanted to touch it right there. Yeah. That was that. And it did.
And I threw it at him very fast.
So, all right, let's see. Shannon, I'm not doing this stupid fucking... Fine, I'll do it. Shannon's stupid story of the day. Animals that defy nature. Shannon.
I like to picture Shannon's stories being like...
Shannon's retarded ass story of the day.
Female producer gets out.
Yeah.
Starts her life over.
All about women that have been chained up in basements for years.
What is this, Shannon?
Wait, which one are you doing? Because I have a couple you would have
animals that defy nature.
I like that.
Okay, so this... I mean, I thought you'd like this because we've done these before. But okay. So here's one.
What's that?
Whoa, cool.
It's called the Brendan Sagalow fish.
Nice.
I've lost weight. Look.
It's a three-eyed cow.
Whoa.
That is out of Satan's chamber of hell.
Oh, my God.
That is such a fucking...
That is literally what Satan would send here to fight angels.
His eyes are blood red and bleeding.
He's high. Somebody got that cow high as fuck, dude. You're going to need to get high.
Snake
you got three
with a
eyes.
Foot?
Yeah, he puts a
the snake has a foot.
Cool. Things are trying to evolve.
That's called a one-legged lizard, actually.
That's called a disabled alligator.
Albino little roo.
Aww.
Aww. What is that?
It's an albino kangaroo.
It's a white kangaroo. Aww.
Every animal except
cat
for human
wings.
Looks good albino.
Wait,
that's
what is
insane.
That?
A cat with wings.
No, it's not, is it?
Yeah.
Wings.
Bony wings.
Ew.
Creeped out locals in China.
Bony.
That's
creeped out locals in China. It's not even like, whoa, it's cool. It's like, have you seen that creepy cat with the wings?
Wait, what is that? Go
it's
back.
It's that penis pig with a human face.
Oh, I'm the Lewis animal. Look at me.
You're a penis pig.
That actually looks a lot more.
I am a penis pig with a human face. And it does look a lot more like Brendan. It's the same exact color as Brendan.
Asshole.
It is the same color as you, dude. I love your joke. Yours is a great slam, but I mean, that is your last Instagram post. I think he's doing the Run the Jewels hands.
Let's see. Oh, that's like a
cyclops shark.
That's not
wild.
Real. I feel like that's not real.
You said it's real. Rare albino cyclops.
What cartoon
shark was
character does that look
off
like?
The coast of Mexico.
Oh, Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
No.
Monsters Inc.
I think
he's green with one eye. Looks like
no,
smiles.
There was a cartoon.
Black people are stretching his face open.
There was like he looks like a character from Lilo and Stitch, which is a he looks like one of the
aliens.
We
only remember what Lilo and Stitch was.
Look it up. Look up
one
the aliens
of, we
from
do
Lilo
remember
and
it.
Stitch.
And it was probably Disney's... What is that?
They'll always say what it is right above it.
Kriller croc.
Kriller croc, you dumb asshole.
6 meter long crocodile. I don't know how long that is.
Wow, Shannon, thank you. Oh, there's more.
Bunny!
A rabbit the size of a dog.
Whoa. Britta
that's not crazy,
that.
Though. There's tons of rabbits like that.
Really?
There's
like
huge
a type
rabbits?
Of rabbit that's where it. It's the... Yeah. People own those things all the time. Yeah, see?
Yeah, all right. I got it.
See?
Hey, yeah, Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah. Which you were going to say is the worst Disney film, and then you stopped talking?
All right. It was the worst Disney film of all time.
No.
Yes.
No.
There's no hot Disney chick. It's a child and an alien.
The sister.
Yeah, sister's thick as hell.
Let me see.
Yeah.
This goes
big
let
Polynesian.
Me see.
Big Polynesian.
Bring
bitch.
Her to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Then they redid when they fucking when they went with Moana.
Moana
that fucking,
is so good.
That thick fucking thick
Moana.
Ankle bitch.
No, that bitch. Look at her.
Like 15.
Oh my, look at her fucking dumb nose.
Don't.
Yeah, she looks like The Rock's mom.
Yeah, she looks like a fucking.
Don't judge her.
She's body like
she's
an hourglass.
She's a natural lady.
No, she's disgusting. I mean, her body's fine. She's got a little bit of tummy. Yeah,
look at that dude, camel stitch.
Dude, you don't want to marry a Samoan woman? Fucking fight six cops for you?
No, dude. Pull up Moana.
I would.
Yeah.
Moana is a
pull
fucking
Pull up Moana with
show.
Her fucking thick-ass cankles. I like it, though.
Yeah, I'd like to put my chicken in her ass. Yeah,
like I'll make her Moana.
I don't know. I'll make her Moana.
No, but if I'm picking a fucking Hawaiian, hell yeah, Moana. Look at her. She can fucking
yeah, no,
big ass
right.
arms,
there's no fucking
dude.
Difference.
She's a child, right?
That bitch looks like she could fucking out arm wrestle me. I like her.
What are you trying to do, man? Got a mustache.
Is she a child?
All of a sudden, you're
what?
A cop.
Is she a child?
Moana?
They're all children.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's Disney movies.
But it's like, that's why they're so hot.
Oh, she's 16?
16.
Slender yet
old.
Muscular build. That's a strange
Ew.
Way to
Hi,
describe
the
it.
Rooster. There's a name for the rooster.
Okay.
Brendan's high right now.
So
they look like their body language is terrible.
Let's.
Yeah.
Lewis has fully turned his back to Zach.
Old man throwing N words in Dunkin' Donuts is punched.
They're called chocolate. Don't call them. I'll take two N words.
I'll have a chocolate glazed.
I'll take a double N word with sprinkles.
Bavarian cream is a black guy that acts white. Let's go. Let's go. Let's see this video. This is Does It Live? Or is there no video of
oh,
it?
Oh, he killed somebody, right?
Oh, well.
It's a news story.
Next segment.
What is this, a movie to you?
The segment is...
A Tampa Dunkin' Donuts employee is facing charges. Oh. Police say the fast food worker punched a 77-year-old man after he directed a number of those slurs at the employee. 3 days later, the elderly man has died. And Fox 13's Catherine Holly is live in Tampa with more on the story. Catherine.
Corey Pujols is in jail tonight, charged with aggravated manslaughter. Tampa police say one punch caused that customer to fall and hit his head on the concrete floor, dying from his injuries just days later.
It's so weird.
This guy should fight Jake Paul.
What?
This guy should fight Jake Paul.
Yeah.
How great would that be? Yeah. There's layers to that story.
What's the layers?
Well, the old white guy called him the N-word multiple times.
Was he working at the Dunkin'?
He was.
And he just
and he
started...
called him the N-word?
No, the old guy was visiting the Dunkin' Donuts, buying donuts
chocolate
and coffee.
Donuts.
Yeah.
And then the guy
munchkins.
Called him the N-word. And then the black guy hit him.
Then the black guy was like, yeah.
And knocked him the fuck out and killed him.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I believe I read that
you're okay
he was
with
complaining
him
that he was taking too long with his order. And that's why he started hurling the N-word. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I bet you're real lazy, aren't
Sorry,
you?
Yeah, no, yeah.
I
you gotta, you
taking
gotta get...
your time. Bet how you many, were late to work today.
How many times have you wanted... To punch an employee.
I thought you were
going to
say call somebody the N-word.
To punch an employee of an establishment anywhere. Any coffee place, any like a gas station, any of that kind of stuff. How many times have you wanted to punch? Is it twice a day for you? So how good must that feel to finally be like...
No, you have it backwards.
Yeah, you're not
this,
understanding what happened.
I'm confused.
This black guy works
at
Dunkin' Donuts.
That guy works at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
God
yeah.
damn it, Feeny. Pay the fuck attention. You have this mustache. You're always just fucking brushing it. You're more worried about
now
your mustache.
Now I'm listening. Yeah.
Feeny's mustache comes with the concept that black people can't work.
So the black guy
works
was
at Dunkin'.
Works at Dunkin'. White guy came in.
Yeah.
Was so weirdly mad.
You have to be furious.
And the old white
get
guy
it.
Is mad
Please
that he's
it.
Not t- that he's taking too long. And so he punches the employee, punches the customer, which is something I've wanted to do even more than punch someone who works at a place. Is when I've worked at a place, I've wanted to punch the customer. So now I'm even more on his side.
She got there.
Either way, I'm on his side, but now I'm more on his side.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you. Listen to me.
Like,
the black guy
didn't have his coffee.
Didn't work at the Dunkin' Donuts.
The black guy was working at the Dunkin' Donuts and he punched the button.
He's
being an
asshole.
What
are you doing?
I hate him.
Why are you falling right into it?
I can't even anymore. I'm so hungry right now. I'm fasting today that I'm going to
fasting
puke.
Today? You're just
I'm
not eating
so
today?
I'm so hungry.
So hungry. I'm thinking about food right now. Because you started talking about Dunkin' Donuts and I started having this deep
All
pain.
Of the Dunkin' Donuts. Did you get the hash browns?
Anyway. Look, you can't punch people for calling you the N-word, but it does.
Why?
I've said this before. Well, you can't.
Why?
You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to punch people for calling you names.
Yeah, but if you do...
Sticks and stones.
But, right, I do understand it. Like, I'm not... I don't feel...
I think as a white guy, we have a contract out in the across the planet that if you call a black person the N-word, getting punched in the face is a reasonable receipt.
But he's 77 years old. That has to be considered. You know, you're a 20-year-old guy.
He couldn't see the guy's name tag.
So maybe he...
Maybe what if he was in a coma for the past 50 years and he just woke up?
He was
and
saying it friendly.
Yeah, this is how they ordered donuts back in the 60s. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts, huh? World's changed.
Boy. Yeah. Yeah. 50-year coma. I could use a crawler.
I sure am hungry. Hello, young man.
I feel like someone
that
in
young
his life.
Negro boy over there, he could help me.
Yeah, yeah. Someone just got done reading... fuck. I couldn't think of the name. God damn it. I'm leaving. Bye.
The guy outside of the... Somebody that... Even the hospital workers were like, just so you know, if you're waking up from this coma, a couple things you can't do anymore. And that would be on the short list of being like...
Yeah, look, I'm not...
happens now is you get punched in the face.
Yeah, first things first.
You can't just hit people. Like, and by the way, I hit people. I'm the guy who hits people sometimes.
I'm not saying you should hit somebody. I'm saying you should understand that if you say it, there's a... Probably, I don't know what the odds are, but I would just assume the odds are 50-50 you're going to get punched in the face.
Well, you know, and it's also like, you don't know how many times that guy has been called the N-word or whatever. And
that day.
And he's like swallowing it. How many old people fucking did it? He's like, if I punch this guy, I'll kill him, whatever. And then this guy just fucking, you know.
But even best case scenario, calling him the N-word isn't going to get your coffee any faster.
Yeah. No.
It's going to have spit in it.
Yeah.
You get your coffee, then you call him the N-word. You go, thank you.
What if that's like the secret to like youth? He drinks black guy spit and he's like, oh, I feel younger already.
Yeah.
He throws my down legs, his cane they work. And starts dancing.
Yeah.
It's a kind of.
I mean,
tough
it sucks
one.
That he died because this would have been a nice story had the man not died.
You can't punch people. You can't hit people for saying things you don't like. And by the way, I you know.
Do that often.
I don't do that often, but I understand. I do understand why a young black person would punch somebody for calling the N-word. But I don't know, dude. Like, even if there was somebody, if there was a really, I have had old men talk shit to me, like really old people. I'm like, I can't hit this old person.
Sure,
no,
they're fucking 80.
Of course you shouldn't. Punch
77
somebody,
is old as fuck, dude.
You know.
If you're a logical person, your brain goes. He's gonna be dead in like 2 years anyway. So
well, I would be afraid of legitimately is accidentally killing him. That I would go like I'm gonna hurt this person and then I'm gonna go to fucking jail for.
Yeah,
I doubt he thought that his fucking head was gonna, you know.
Yeah, but even getting
$1 million baby
old,
off
dude. 77 is old as fuck, dude.
He doesn't need his head to hit the floor to die. He needs a fist to hit his head to die.
Yeah, I mean,
tell me that probably didn't feel terrific. Until like the second he was pulling his arm back, it must have been all guilt. But that first, like, just the every person who's ever called you the N-word, and you just get a clean shot like that San Diego video.
Yeah,
I get it. I get losing it. Because you don't know. It's not like he...
Well, that's why I kind of feel bad for the guy. Because the guy had a moment of emotion where he fucking let go. And it's almost the same thing I said about those black chicks. Where it's like, he's a young dude. He works at Dunkin' Donuts. Doesn't got the best fucking life. You know what I'm saying? And then he lost his... He didn't mean to kill it. He wasn't trying to kill this guy.
He was trying to hit him.
And now his life is fucked.
Yeah. Because this guy was a fucking racist piece of shit.
But we also don't know. This guy could be a huge piece of shit. He could be the guy who works at Dunkin', could be like a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, what if that
could be a guy who punches somebody in the face?
Yeah, for no reason.
Maybe that old guy isn't racist once he's had his coffee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't talk to me once
he's like turning into a racist werewolf. He's like, hurry! This is like I need the coffee before it kicks in.
This is like a nice commercial for Dunkin'. He's like, you N-word.
It's like a Snickers.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Meet my daughter.
Yeah.
And when he doesn't have his coffee, he turns into a racist old guy.
He has
a Snickers. He's an Antifa protester.
Said Snickers.
It seems like he was trying to go through the drive-thru and was talking shit through with the guys over the drive-thru and then parked his car, went into the Dunkin' Donuts, and they kept asking him to leave, saying they weren't going to serve him. And then that's
they
why
didn't know what he was saying. Those drive-thrus, you can't even understand him.
Yeah.
No, but he said it like in the place.
Maybe he was like, don't snigger at me. Are you sniggering?
Sir, we don't have snickerdoodles.
stab a sniggering.
It said he used the racial slur, and then when the guy Pujols is the guy who killed him, and he repeated the phrase after Pujols challenged him to do so. So he said, "Oh, call me that word," and then he called it to him several times.
Dude, he did the "call me that one more time" thing. He gave him many warnings.
Oh, this much like the tasing, if he parked his car and went in
that's
at 77 years old, he went, "You know what? I got one more in me."
Yeah.
Not for nothing, I give this old guy real ass dude of the week right now. Pretty fucking badass dude. He thought he could go
real dead dude.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's parking in a handicap stall. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's
real. He's a real ass dude. Yeah, if you're 77 years old and you go to fight two black kids that work at Dunkin' Donuts, Kareem and Sugar.
Kareem and Sugar. All right, look, we got to wrap this one. This has been a really fun show. Love having you guys on the show. Fucking Sagalo, Feeney, two of the best in the business. You guys actually could probably watch us tonight on my live stream. I'll be streaming tonight later on.
On what?
10 o'clock.
Nice. What are you streaming?
A little Warzone, maybe a little Rocket League. You guys play Rocket League?
Love Rocket League. That's what we should play together. I feel like because you can be a lone wolf.
You can be a lone wolf.
No, I'm good. I'm a good teammate.
I don't believe you, and you're not. But but I do think you can at least, you know, we can at least send you chasing the ball.
I feel like Lewis does a lot of things where like you'll be going right for the goal, and you're like nobody knew, and then he'll just come out from the right,
completely knocks it off course.
You're like, wow, Lewis.
Rocket League is the most fun yet frustrating.
It's so much fun.
If you
go 100 miles an hour at all times.
He is constantly he'll drive by and I'll feel the wind.
Yeah, I'll go and I'll just narrowly miss it and I'll want to throw my hand through my television.
Feeney drives by, he's like, medical pussy. Whoa, thanks, Zach.
Wow.
All right, look, I got to go. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys very much for watching today's Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Monday with who's the guests?
Sean Patton and Sydney Gant.
Wow! Sean Patton, Sydney Gant. Very excited for Monday's show. Thank you guys for watching. Thanks for tuning in. We'll check you guys next week. Peace.
That's all, folks.